Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it in.
Yeah. It's a high ball. Over the wall.
Are you practicing?
Getting ready for Friday. Yeah.
Good evening, Northern California. This is Shasta Live, radio show by the Shasta County Chamber.
Yes.
This is Nigel, and James has evaporated, so we have
the better-looking bald guy.
The better-looking bald guy.
The other witch. There's two Jasons in here that are bald.
Two Jays.
Okay, the bearded one.
Yeah, the bearded one.
Wonder.
Mr. Smith.
Yes. Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Thank you.
How's it going?
Bring me back in. Doing good. Doing real good. Yeah, thank you. I'm standing in for, I guess, senior Bartosz, Larry Ramsey.
Oh, two.
And Eat Shasta. Exactly.
Yeah. So and you're doing double duty.
Triple up. if you really bring it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, double
up. I can do it.
It's a good thing you're a talker.
I am, and I have been told so.
Dude, I love your shirt.
Thank you. It may be inside out. Thank you for bringing that up.
Jason is starting a new trend.
I am. Well, I'm bringing it back, more or less.
Yeah, bring it back. Everything inside out.
Inside out. Yeah, I could do it. Hey, it was cool in, let's see, 7th grade, 90, mm-hmm. what, 5, 12, 93. Yeah, bringing it back. Mm-hmm. No problem.
We can stop right there.
Good thing. Jason, Reading Buzz, how it goes?
Yeah, it goes buzzing.
You've been buzzing around.
I've been buzzing,
place.
buzz.
Yeah. Where were you buzzing today? We saw the hot dog outfit today. That was good. That caused a stir.
Well, that created quite the momentum. The mm-hmm.
Hot dog.
What's your favorite hot dog in town? Carny dog. What kind of dog do you have?
I did notice that Fast Weenie's got the overwhelming majority of comments.
FW got the hands down the win for the best hot dog in town.
I like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
I guess I got to give it a shot.
But I don't know. Did you see the post I made, Jason?
I did not.
Other Jason.
No.
The Inside Out Jason. I am telling you, it's a little cheesy outfit, hot dog outfit.
Mm-hmm. No, we all saw that. Yeah. I'm saying who won, you said.
Who won?
I think Fast Weenie's.
Fast Weenie's. Yeah, Fast Weenie's took it, hands down, and then there's a few other
places. So did you learn about hot dogs and, like, varieties and flavors and
you know, believe it or not, Costco was actually mentioned quite a few times in that
sure.
post.
And Wilda's.
And Wilda's.
Yeah.
All things Wilda's. Believe it or not, Dude's Drive-In.
Mm-hmm. I would
Dude's
imagine.
Drive-In
yeah.
has a good hot dog.
So there's a few places. We'll have to do a tour of the hot dog.
Tour of the hot dog.
Well, that
there's a lot behind what you just said.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get into that.
Well, before she thinks that we're completely crazy.
Yeah.
Loco Cabeza. Would you like to introduce our guest? Seeing as how this is an Eat Shasta segment.
It is an Eat Shasta
segment.
Well,
why don't you...
And I'll let her introduce herself. However, I will start with, they've been in town for 47 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You may know them, a little place down off of Park Marina, Tortilla Flats. And here she is.
Hi, my name is Cindy Lampkin, and we've been in business for 47 years, down on Park Marina, 2800 Park Marina Drive, and I'm happy to be here with these crazy guys.
Excellent, excellent. Well,
with their shirts
you.
On inside out.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to just, you know what, shirts off.
No, you can leave it on.
5 points for Cindy on
close the
board.
Close the window.
She nails it.
All right, thanks guys for throwing me under the bus. So you're here because of Eat Shasta, and of course, most know about Eat Shasta, but Eat Shasta, the downloadable app from iTunes or Android store where you can eat like a local. So you're going to get notified about certain things, menu specials, things that are happening around town, and of course, it's a directory that is based on location. So if you're staying at one of the hotels here in town, download the app. It's on the counters at all the hotels. It's all around town. It's on every restaurant around town. And support your local mom-and-pop restaurants, not the big chains, things like that. But we want people to eat like a local. Where do we go? One of those places is Tortilla Flats for so long. So what do you have for us? What have you got going on down there that keeps you motivated almost 50 years?
We have a lot of lunch crowd because a lot of people are in a hurry, so we get people in and out quickly. You know, 20, 25 minutes, you're finished. So if you have a half an hour lunch, you can do it that way. Or if you have an hour lunch, you've got time to visit.
Sure.
We have really good margaritas. We say world famous, but people come in just for margaritas.
I've seen it.
When we were redecorating and we were closed during COVID, we were painting and remodeling and everything, and I'll never forget, three of our local regulars came in, and one of the guys said, I've had a lot of margaritas in my life, but I really need to pay you $50 for one margarita and sit here while you're painting because it's the best margarita in town. So that was kind of cool.
That's a fun story.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was fun.
But you're surrounded by professional offices, right?
We are.
So you get a lot of the business folk in there, and then that area is quite highly traveled. So, I mean, even people just swing. You know what? Heck, let's stop in here. There they are. Let's go. So, no, it's real convenient. It's right off the freeway.
47 years. So where did it start up?
We started up in the Pine Street School. We actually bought Pat Paulson's Hickory House from Rich Paulson's uncle.
Oh, that's
and we were open 7 days a week, and it was in the bottom floor of the Pine Street School underneath Cheesecakes. And we worked from 8 in the morning until 11 at night, 7 days a week, to get it started. And we did everything, cooked, cleaned the bathroom, swept the floors, you name it, we did it. And we were the only Mexican restaurant in town besides Ramona's, who was over where Carlene's is now, and Taco Bell, which was on the corner of Athens and Locust. And you could tell when you drive by, if you don't know,
there.
It's a Taco Bell.
You could tell it's a Taco Bell.
It was a hair place. I don't know if it still is.
It's right next door to the Kaleidoscope, or it used to be Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, right next door to Kaleidoscope. So we started there, and we were packed out the door, an hour wait, and it was all great and fun. And then they decided to, like, triple our rent. So we decided that we would purchase this property on Park Marina.
And so what was the motivation to do a Mexican restaurant? Right out of the gate.
My mom and dad had a Mexican restaurant in Burbank right across the street from Warner Brothers. So it was called El Chiquito Inn. And when you say you're raised in a Mexican restaurant, I literally was raised in one because it was open till 2 in the morning. It was a bar and a restaurant.
So you had your bassinet in the back?
I actually would get a red tablecloth because we had red tablecloths, and I would fold it in half and put it across three Coors cases of beer in the liquor room and fall asleep until they could wake me up and take me home. And I had little jobs like roll the meatballs and stab the olives with toothpicks. And I took chips and salsa to the table, which was really cool because when I was little, Leonard Nimoy used to come in from Star Trek, and I'd always touch his ears. He'd always say, "You want to touch my ears tonight?" And he had Robert Redford and Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, all the Bonanza guys.
Wow.
Michael Landon, he proposed to his wife in our booth. And then after they did Gunsmoke, Maverick, all those, they would come in and drink and play their guitars and sing.
So you have like all kinds of stories here.
This is amazing. Like we don't have enough time for this.
Pretty crazy. It was crazy.
What was the name of the restaurant down there?
El Chiquito Inn. It's now a parking lot for Warner Brothers.
I know.
And I knew the guards at the gate. So when I saw the red light, that meant they were recording. So I knew to wait till the light went off, and then I could go in and see. I loved Little Joe's horse, the black and white horse on Bonanza. So I'd always scope out the horses and stuff. But it was good. It was fun growing up that way. And so I really have been raised in the restaurant business. You know, I got to know a lot of movie stars, and they were all really nice to me. They put me on the Tennessee Ernie Ford show, and so just fun stuff.
How old were you when you guys moved up here?
I was about 13 or 14, and my mom and dad moved me up here because I actually had Mr. Ed the horse on the TV show, and the guy used to come in the restaurant. His name was Les Hilton. You can look him up on Google, and he trained Francis the Talking Mule, and he trained Mr. Ed. There were two of them. And so he was in Burbank in a 20 by 20 stall, and he came in the restaurant one day and said, "When you move to Redding with your horses, I want you to take my horse. I'm going to give him to you." And then he said, "No, it needs to be legal." So I paid him $1, and I brought Mr. Ed up here. And then when I went to Enterprise High School, the social studies teachers and stuff all made videos with him out in the field talking and playing dead and laying on his back with his feet up in the air and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that went by quick. Let's take our first quick break. Quick and break. We'll be right back.
Right
Cindy,
after this.
Tortilla Flats.
Tortilla Flats. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot of information. We've been lost now, days uncounted, and it's months since I've seen home. Can you hear me?
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Well, Jason's the real one.
No.
Thank you.
The other Jason. The other Jason.
The other. Other.
The other.
The other Jason.
The unbearded Jason.
Welcome back, Shasta Live, Shasta County Chamber. Jason and Smith.
Jason Smith over here, the bearded
Jason
wonder.
Jason Buzz.
Jason Buzz.
Yeah.
And we have Cindy with us, the owner of Tortilla Flats. Owner? Tortilla Flats.
Yes, and my mom, too. She's 99. She'll be 100 at Christmas.
I've seen her in there. She's just the absolute sweetest, cutest.
She worked till she was 85 or 86.
Holy smokes. Wow. So you finally gave her a break, like told her she could
she
take a break?
She asked me to come back because I had left because she was running it, and I got my real estate license and opened a dog grooming shop. And then she said, I'm almost 86. I need you to come back and help me run it. And I was like, restaurants are really hard. I've already done it a long time. So
kind of a family affair, though.
It is. My daughter, Kate, ran it for quite a while, and she now has a one-year-old baby named Tegan. Mm-hmm. And my son, Austin, he ran it for a while, and he now works in the fire industry.
Yes.
And then my oldest daughter has never really been in it because she went to school to be a lawyer and then worked for a lawyer and decided that wasn't for her. So she lives in Folsom and has my two grandsons, and she's married and has she's an esthetician and has a salon and a boutique.
Oh, very good.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yeah.
Tortilla Flats, 47 years. Are there any things on the menu that have been there since day one?
90% of them.
Really?
The margarita.
The margarita. The margarita. All the combinations. It's funny, if someone goes to work for us and then they come back, they still know one is chili con carne, two is cheese enchilada chili relleno, three is cheese enchilada beef taco. They know it right down to 20 or 25.
You streamlined, you kept that streamlined, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. There's some things we should get rid of, but we have a few people that come in couple times a month that want them, and so it's like really hard to get rid of them. But we've added a lot of appetizers and some specialty drinks and specialty margaritas, and we've increased all of our inventory on different kinds of tequilas. So we have some really good tequilas and some really great tequilas, you know, for people that just want a well tequila.
So do you eat there too?
Every day.
Every day.
Unless I go to Fast Wendy's.
Well, you can walk through there.
I walk right over there. When Vince owned Fast Wendy's, he was the sweetest guy. He's passed away, unfortunately. He would trade me a couple of cocktails when he closed Fast Wendy's for a couple of hot dogs. So I was all there. And then the guy that owned IHOP would trade me two breakfasts for two number nines and two margaritas.
There you go.
It was a great trade.
There you go.
Love that.
Do you have any customers that have been coming there for 47 years?
Oh, tons. We have tons of customers. Oh. Some have passed away. You know, they were older people. But we probably have 200 regular customers that come in. And a lot of them come in before COVID and before all the prices went up. They came in two or three times a week. Now maybe we just see them on Friday or Saturday or something because people are cutting back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, COVID put a hurt on that, didn't it?
Boy, it did. It was kind of crazy because they shut us down five times. And when they did, I was kind of chuckling, but not chuckling, saying, wow, we're getting shut down again and we're going to be closed for 3 or 4 weeks. So now's the time to paint, remodel, put up new light fixtures, you know, new walls, everything we need to do. And that's when you have no money coming in. So mm-hmm. it's kind of a catch 22, but we did and we painted it bright yellow and it wasn't supposed to be that bright, but it turned out that bright. But the first week we reopened, a couple came in and I said, oh, have you been here before? And they said, oh, no, we've never been here, but when we drove by and saw that bright yellow, we knew it was a Mexican restaurant, so we're going to try it.
I was going to say, is there any Mexican restaurant that doesn't stand out?
Yes, they all do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Bright, colorful.
Well, it's kind of a testament to your restaurant, though, because we keep hearing about how there's so many Mexican restaurants. And so, obviously, the competition hasn't done anything to you guys.
Well, there are. I think it has done something to us because we don't have an hour wait. And we sold it quite a few years back, and we didn't have it for 8 years. And so we weren't in charge of it. So now we're back. The original owners are back. And my brother-in-law, stepbrother, actually, he bought it from us, but he was a contractor. And restaurants almost have to be in your blood. And so, you know, he did it for a long time and he did a good job of it, but he was like, this is really, really hard. You know, if you guys would like to have it back, you can. I like my contracting stuff. So we took it back and we got it all, you know, our cooks have been there for a long time and we have some waitresses that have been there a long time. As a matter of fact, we have one waitress that just came back. She worked for me 28 years ago and got married and had kids. And then I saw her. She works at another place in town. And she goes, can I come back a few nights a week? So she came back and I don't think she forgot the combination numbers either.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how about the cooks, the chefs? Have they been there a long time?
We have one that's been with us probably 30 years. One that's been with us, wow. I don't know, 13 years. And one 5 years. And then one left and moved to Portland and came back. She's been here, I think, almost 2 years again. So we have a lot of employees that have been with us a long time. And then we've had waitresses that have been with us for, well, Lori, one of our girls, she started, I think, in 84.
Holy smokes.
84, yeah. Still there? Wow.
She's still there. Yeah, so we have a lot of employees that are there. And I try and be, you know, really kind to them as far as we all have families and we all have stuff that happens, whether we want it to or we don't. So you try and work and manipulate schedules so that if somebody's grandma's in the hospital or something, that we can accommodate what they need.
Stuff happens, right?
Stuff happens. And, I mean, we're all humans, and I don't need to crack the whip. I do crack the whip sometimes, but we don't need to crack the whip all the time and say, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. So we try to just, you know, help everybody and see what they need.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic story as far as, like, tenure and everything goes, especially around here. I mean, a lot of people tend to move around. There's a few people in town that I know personally that have been with their jobs, like maybe in their first job 25 years at this point, you know?
Right.
And so being at the same restaurant, because my wife, I've dabbled since college in the restaurant biz, but my wife has been in the restaurant biz since she was 16 years old. And she and her mom, that's what they've done this entire time. And, you know, it's been 20 years for my wife and she's finally out of that scene, but would go back just because of the atmosphere, the culture, dealing, you know, there's good and bad with it all, right? And she really enjoyed, she had her regulars that just absolutely enjoyed her, she enjoyed them, and it's a fun kind of lifestyle if you do it correctly, and obviously you guys are.
We're trying.
Yeah.
Restaurants are really hard right now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm really sad mm-hmm. that a lot of them have closed down and stuff. You know, it's just, it's super hard right now. Prices are high and people are watching their budget and that's what you have to do.
Yeah. They're definitely looking for ways to save money.
you know, value meals or whatever, you know, restaurants that offer good deals or specials, you know.
Yeah.
So I keep hearing, you know, that fast food places are getting so expensive that people are choosing just to go back to a regular restaurant because it's almost the same amount of money.
You might as well at this point. I mean, you can't go to Carl's Jr. for less than $20 for a combo meal. I can get a better meal that's homemade for less than that. I know I can. Yes. And I've done it several times.
Yes. Yeah.
So if it's in your blood, but what's the secret? If you had to give your 47 years, obviously you know what you're doing. And if somebody came to you and said, hey, we're starting a restaurant, what are your top two or three tips?
Don't.
That's number one.
I knew you were going to say, don't do it, run.
Right now, it's super hard starting a restaurant. It's just super hard. You have to be there all the time, or you have to have someone that you trust that can be there all the time. Mm-hmm. We had a manager a while ago that was working, and he would have his friends come in after we closed at 9 and serve them drinks, and they would pay him cash, but he would keep the cash and give them the drinks. So he's not with us anymore. Mm. But so you have to have people you can trust, and our crew is phenomenal. I think we give great service. You've eaten there. Mm-hmm. Our girls watch the door. They pick up plates. They make sure their food is correct. I mean, they just do a great job, and our cooks are great. We do huge parties all the time. We just did a memorial for about 76 people, and we did a taco bar and drinks, and my girls were right on it. So I think really having good help and that need to leave any issues they have at the back door when they come through. Mm-hmm. So if you're sad or happy or something, you need to be happy when you get in there, and the customers do not need to see a scowl face or a mad face. I mean, you're there to take care of them to make their night.
For sure.
You're not there to say, what do you want? You ready to order?
Like, saying that walk to the door is like, now you're bothering me, right?
Oh, my
right.
gosh.
We've all experienced that.
Yeah. So, afraid to ask for ketchup. It's like,
right? You're in the industry.
I already brought you something. I'm not bringing you anything else.
You're in the industry. What's your take on customer service these days?
I think it's gotten worse.
I agree.
I think it's gotten worse. I eat out, and I eat at all the small places. I like the family restaurants, and I like to support them. And my boyfriend will say, don't say it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't say it.
Bite your tongue. Right. And bite your tongue now.
And I'm like just watching everything.
Sure.
And it's not because I want to be critical, but when I see two or three people standing at the door somewhere and everyone's on their cell phones behind the counter, I just want to say, seat them. Somebody go seat them. There's four of you right there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Don't get me started.
Yeah. yeah. Or, you know, just stuff like that. Or they never come back to your table. Customer service is everything. And
mm-hmm. I hear the number 19 shredded beef with side salad and their amazing ranch dressing is like the best.
It's good.
Number 19 shredded beef.
Uh-oh. Yes. What's your top seller?
Number 19.
I think Taco Tuesday. I think our tacos sell a lot of tacos. We sell a ton of beef and chicken tacos, but we have birria, which I don't say very well, birria tacos, and then we have carne asada, and we have carnitas. We sell a lot of street tacos, small tacos, and then we also have shrimp tacos, shrimp mango tacos. We have fish tacos, so and you can get them fried with flour or corn or sauce.
Yeah, I wasn't going to eat, but now I'm getting hungry.
Right.
Right. So we sell a lot of tacos.
Before we came in.
Yeah. Yeah, we sell a lot of tacos. Our chimichangas are really good. And, our nachos are really good. Our bean dip we sell a ton of.
Hmm.
Our appetizer bean dip.
Well, tell you what, I'm getting hungry now. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. See how quick this goes?
Yeah.
So we're already halfway over.
I'm there.
Almost done. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, we're back with a little jazz in the background.
Did you just say it takes 100 hours of prep?
Yeah, it takes a lot of hours between all four of my cooks every week to prep the food, and we make all our sauces from scratch.
The fast weenies instead of
I know. Oh, hot dog in a bun, I'm there.
You're done.
That's all you need. I may go apply.
A grill, a steamer.
Yeah.
Flat top, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah. If I just have to work 40 hours a week doing that, I've got it made. Yeah, it takes a lot of prep. We make our sauces from scratch, and we fire roast our over an open flame all of our peppers for our fire roasted
salsa.
That's impressive,
the peppers over the fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't breathe in there. My wife puts pepper in a skillet, and all of a sudden I can't breathe.
That's funny. When they did it the first couple times, I was like, something's on fire in the kitchen. They're like, yeah. It's the peppers.
So, in case you're just joining us, this is Shasta Live, and we have Cindy with us from our Tortilla Flats, a Mexican restaurant. So if you're driving around hungry and you want Mexican food, Tortilla Flats. Been here for 47 years. How many things on the menu?
Oh, probably 40.
40 wow. Things on the menu. Wow. And almost all of them have been on the menu for 47 years.
Just about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so do you ever get tired of that food?
No, but I do come up with some combinations of my own.
Attagirl, you got to mix it up a little bit, right?
I really eat, a lot of times I do cheese enchiladas and chicken tacos. I don't know why. And I love our guacamole. We make it two or three times a day. And now, right now, I'm hooked on the mango shrimp tacos.
Ooh.
And they shrimp tacos.
And they have a little bit of spice to them with fresh mango and onion and cilantro and a little bit of chipotle sauce.
A little chipotle.
So they're super good. Really
good.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we have Reading Buzz with us. So you just mentioned some of the other. What are some of your favorite restaurants to go eat at around town?
Around town.
That you do like. Not the ones you just mentioned that you don't like.
I go to Lulu's because I love Rich. He comes in and patronizes us, and they have good food there. I like Woody's. I go to Woody's. Yes. Mm. I've been to Maxwell's a few times. I like Maxwell's.
Very good. Okay.
Today I went to the post office.
Yeah.
So I like the post office.
Yeah.
I like their crab sandwich.
That one's a hot seller there.
I think it's good.
I don't know if I could bring myself to do it, but
it's really good.
Boy, the each Asta boys, they'll eat one each. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really do.
They had a good tuna melt.
Lenser and Sperry. Spencer and Larry.
It's been a long
Sperry
day.
And Larry.
What did you call them?
It's been a long day for the other Jason.
Lenser and Sperry. One of them is in Sperry's all the time, I'm pretty sure. So, but no, they love that sandwich. I'm glad you brought that one up.
That's the guy with his shirt on backwards that's doing that.
Yeah, 100%. I know who to blame.
The new fashion trend.
Right back 93.
I played golf with Scott at Lake Redding a couple years ago when we did the scrambles on Wednesday nights. And so that's how I became friends with Scott at Woody's. And
Woody's,
he's not there now, but he's a great guy.
He's a great dude. My kids love him.
Mm-hmm. Super nice.
Great family, too. Great family.
Yes. Yeah. And then I go, where else do I go? I like Smokin' Joe's Barbecue.
Smokin' Joe's Barbecue.
I haven't tried Britton's in Anderson, but I'd like to.
I hear that's Bobby. Good. Bobby's a phenomenal cook, chef. Call him
I hear we need to go down.
He's doing good things.
Yeah, I heard it was good, but I called in today and they were closed on Mondays. Yeah. So
sounds about right.
Yeah, but those are some of the places that I like.
Do you ever eat any Asian food?
I do eat some Asian food. I went last week to Choose To, and that's not Asian. It's Chinese, I believe. I'm not sure, but I love their food.
Yeah.
And
remember where we went the other day?
Yeah. I went to Thai Lotus with my daughter and my granddaughter.
What do you think of Lotus Thai?
Lotus Thai. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah,
Lotus Thai. I don't know. Yep. I know it's something like that, and every time I go by, my Eat Shasta pops up and
yes,
says,
it does.
Bing, bing. Is it?
Yep.
So I like it, and I live close to there.
Yeah, it's super good. You'd be surprised going in there, too. It's you almost don't know it's there unless you have the app.
Right.
But once you get in there, the food is super good. Mm-hmm. We got a huge treat from them however many months ago that was when they first opened up.
Yep,
and that food was fantastic.
I just want to say right now that, Larry, if you're listening, Jason's doing a great job.
Hey,
he's going to start a little podcast called Inside Out.
Oh, my God. Hey, don't worry.
I'm just glad it's not me this time.
Hey, it's okay.
Sue's kicking it over. I'm just following her lead.
That's right. But that's okay. I mean, this Inside Out shirt is all the buzz.
Ooh.
Yes.
Slam dunk, top.
But the kicker is, like you said, you've been wearing that all day.
All day, and no one has said
a word.
I did.
I said, what
does your shirt say?
We wanted to say something, and we just kind of looked at each other and did the, throat cut. Mm. Never mind.
No, it's a fashion statement.
It's a fashion statement.
This statement is fire like those chilies. Okay, I'll stop there.
Stop right there. Hit some brakes.
But back to food. So, was it 365?
Yeah, pho, ready.
365 pho. On pho.
Pho.
Pho. PHO.
Pa. Pa.
On Dana Drive. Highly recommended.
Haven't tried that one.
Really nice people. Good people.
Oh, great. It was a good time.
Spice Garden. That's
very good.
I can do all that. I just can't do any other Mexican restaurants because I eat tacos all the time. Whether they're good or bad. Right. I really want to go try them and, just because there's room for everybody if you're a good restaurant and you're great customer service.
Right.
I think I hate it when people close, but I can do any other kind of restaurant, and try them and see how they are.
If you have a chance, since I know we've explored this before, but we should talk about the best tacos in town. And I'm not going to say who it is because everybody has their opinion. If you haven't, El Zarape up there on Twin View. Holy smokes.
I heard those were good.
They're fantastic. Yeah.
And they're so different. We've gone to Roadrunner Grill.
Yeah.
When it was in Cottonwood. And their tacos are complete opposite of ours.
Yeah.
So it's like me, I don't care, and I know people love it. I don't care for In-N-Out burgers, but I love Bartels.
Sure.
I love Bartels.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to go for a burger, I guess we have to stop and get everybody in the car and In-N-Out and then take me to Bartels with the In-N-Outs in their
burgers. I would say, to be honest with you, after 5-6 times now, I would say the best burger in town is Golden Fang.
Golden Fang puts it down.
Where is that?
Benton Airport.
The Elwood food truck. And he's up in Benton, but
I heard about that.
The Smash Burger coming out of the Elwood.
Well, it seems like that trend kind of took off, the Smash Burger thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Where it kind of it was
but
introduced.
His is
top tier.
Right.
That's a lot of.
The only problem with that kind of stuff is you get spoiled.
And then you try something else.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And everybody has a different taste. I loved Packout and it's gone.
Oh my God.
Oh, Packout had the best jumbo cheeseburgers ever.
Yeah, and with the gems of the
Tater gems and a cherry coke.
And the secret sauce. And they gave the secret sauce away over on the radio the other day.
So good.
So good.
Bill Patrick did. They gave
that. What is that, O'Reilly's now?
It's a nothing.
There's some things you don't give away.
I know,
that's
the
secret sauce.
Now, there's a little Mexican restaurant up in front of us. I don't remember the name of it. It's right between, there's us and then Orchard and then the other little Mexican restaurant. And he's really nice, that guy. So I saw him one day out there and I stopped and introduced myself and he was just super nice. And I said, if you ever run out of anything, we have the same thing in our walk-in that you have in yours. You're welcome to come and borrow it.
Way cool.
Sometimes on the weekends, you may be out of avocados, or right. you may be out of tomatoes, or you may be out of something.
Sure.
And we have it all in there, ready to go. So anytime you need something, just come and borrow it.
Absolutely.
And he was super nice. So now when I go by, he always waves. Hey!
Yeah.
Have you ever had to go back to him and borrow something?
I haven't yet. No, not yet.
It's amazing if you have a off day, how people like to choose that one bad thing they got or happened, and they mess the whole thing up, and they don't understand that you can't bet 100 every day of the week,
no,
right? There's too many working parts.
Yes.
And there's too many humanoids at hand, right?
We
and
are variables. Human, yeah.
Too many clones.
Too many clones. Clone lives matter.
I remember we had our tostada salads come with sour cream and guacamole, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, Spanish sauce, Parmesan cheese, meat, beans, all that. So I remember one day everybody was like, these tostadas taste weird. They're tasting different. And I was like, they look okay, you know, and the meat was fine. Everything was great. And so finally, after about four or five people saying that, they had put the cheesecake frosting instead of sour cream into the pastry bag to pour it on top. So we had cheesecake frosting going on all the tostadas.
Ooh.
And I laugh at it now, but when it happened, I was like, I tasted the sour cream and I was like, what is this? Oh, it's cheesecake frosting.
Oops. Well, they look the same, apparently.
Hey. Exactly, and they were both in two covered bowls right next to each other.
Maybe you guys started a new trend, just
a
like Jason has.
A toast dessert.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, so, you know, things don't go right all the time. You just don't know. I have people sometimes will write, somewhere, Google or Reading Restaurant or something, that our salsa is super bland. We have some red gringo salsa that's very bland.
Okay.
But they don't know to ask for the fire roasted. They don't know to ask for the green pickled jalapeno or the pico de gallo. So when they don't know to ask for all that, that's not a spicy enough salsa for them. Okay. So if people, anytime you go to a restaurant, whether it's a chain or local, just ask them, hey, do you have this? Or can I get this? Or can you make it hotter? Or can you make it milder? Most of the time, they'll accommodate you.
Oh, so maybe you should market that name, Gringo.
I'm on that train. I had no idea that, like, your normal table salsa, I thought the same thing. I was like, it's good, but it's meh.
Yeah.
Right.
But the problem is, once it comes to your table, it gets thrown away.
Yeah.
So now I have everyone saying, would you like to try anything a little spicier? You know, we've got
there
this and
go.
We've got that.
Fired up.
And it's funny, people complain, like I was telling you earlier, you know, people complain, like, I see it on, not just my restaurant, but a lot of restaurants, you know, they'll write, oh, there was a fly in there, I'm not going back. And I write, oh, well, you know, hey, if there's a fly in your house, do you sell it and move? No.
Right.
I mean, it's just part of life.
Yeah, I would say after 47 years, I mean, you have little to prove.
Yeah.
But I do want to touch on one thing that we did talk about before the show, and that is people running off without paying. How often does that happen?
Well, we're on Park Marina, and we have a lot of homeless people under the bridge. So, but we know most of them now, so we make them pay before they eat if they want to eat or get it to go. And then we do have some people run out. We had a husband and wife and their 8- and 12-year-old kids, and they literally had a $118 bill and taught their kids to run out and run off under the bridge. So that's crazy. So a lot of them I catch because it's not the money as much as the principle. I mean, you know, everyone's struggling in this economy, and especially, I mean, we're not like Applebee's or Logan's where we have hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend on advertising and we're on every TV station at night and everything, you know. Us, all of the small businesses can't afford to pay $4,000 or $5,000 a month for advertising or more. You know, so we have to make every penny count. And when people run out on their bill, it's not okay. It's not okay. You just need to be a good person and take care of it. And our prices aren't real high. I know you've been in there. And so just pay for your bill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Be a good, upstanding person.
Does that tend to be an accident, or do you see that more often?
I see that it's planned.
Okay.
They'll come in, and sometimes if I think they're going to walk out on a bill, I'll seat them far back in the restaurant so I can get in front of the door before they go and ask them to pay.
There you go.
But yeah, it's not okay. But a guy had his e-bike stolen out front, and it was kind of crazy because I was walking out to go home about 7:30 at night, and I said to the people with me, "Oh, he needs to bring that inside because it's going to get stolen." They called me through and said, "So and so had his e-bike stolen." I said, "Really?" So made a police report. I put it on Facebook, picture of the e-bike in front of the restaurant, everywhere else. About 4 days later, a guy texted me a messenger and said, "Hey, there's a brown-haired girl up there by the dollar store on Lake Boulevard sitting on that e-bike."
So wow.
I called the police. Okay. We went up there. I got the bike back, put it in my pickup. They arrested her, and off we went.
There you go.
There you go. Good deed.
Yeah.
Okay, just got a message from James. He forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take our last break.
Last break.
And we'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I'm the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
You going to tell them who we are?
Oh, here we go again.
Okay. Oh. We're back.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's James? It's Jason dancing on the table.
I know. Right. I'll get down, guys.
Come on, get down, Jason.
Well, I had to change my shirt somehow.
James, you're missing out.
You are missing out, buddy.
We threw enough dollar bills at you.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Shasta Live, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Jason. Here and representing each Shasta. Absolutely. Yeah.
And we have Cindy with Tortilla Flats. I was going to say something about, you know, I mean, 47 years is a long time. That's like, so you're one of the OGs.
I am. We went away for a little while and came back. Here we are, all original, all the foods same as it was when we started.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yep.
In fact, it looks like we're going to be ordering.
Yeah, somebody got hungry.
Yeah, I got hungry, and so we're going to order.
Now you're going
to
order.
Yeah. I knew we were coming to talk about food, so I went ahead and ate. I am immune.
Perfect.
To this.
Well, we can fix that. We can fix that.
Right now. Hey, so you talk about little things that you fix yourself, like you get, you know, get used to the same thing over and over again. You know what I do sometimes? I've never shared this with anybody, but I'll give you a little foodie tip that I do, is I'll take the corn tortilla chips and I'll crumble them up and put them on top of my beans, right? And just a little hot sauce and just eat it that way. I mean, to me, it has that little soft, salty, crunchy pop, right?
I crunch them up on my salad.
You do?
Yeah.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
I just take them and dip them in the beans and rice.
Yeah,
and off
that's
you go.
Good, too.
Hmm. Okay. Any other new places opening up?
No, not really. I mean, there's several. I mean, we had the grand opening for, you know, 365 Hull Reading, right? That opened up. I don't know if you like Hull, Jason. Or,
I do. I've only had it a few times, but I am there.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. I mean, they make their broth. It takes 2 days to make their base, right? 2 days to make that broth.
It's all natural. All natural.
Yeah. With noodles and all that and large pieces of meat. And then there's Spice Garden that just opened up.
Oh, yeah, Spice Garden. And then what else is coming down the pipeline?
Mother's...
Elwood Steakhouse.
Elwood Steakhouse, yeah. Along.
That's out where Dry Creek was.
Mm-hmm. I believe, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be opening. But, yeah, and maybe some, you know, rumor has it, a couple more food trucks. We'll see what happens there.
Rumor has it.
Writing Buzz, rumor has it. Yeah. Mom's the word right now, but we'll see what happens between the next...
couple
today
days.
Today and, yeah, Friday.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay tuned
Between
for that.
Today and Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of new food trucks.
Somebody knows something. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Something's buzzing around.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Be good. How about you? Some of your favorite places to go eat? Besides Tortilla Flats.
I am a creature of habit. El Zarape, I do love. However, Mr. Taco moved up from Anderson.
And I heard that.
Yeah, they took over to the old Shasta Burger up off of Lake Boulevard when you get past Hyatt there, where Buckeye Elementary is.
Oh, right. Yeah, that little yellow building kind on the right?
Yeah, yeah. So it got revamped by Zarape. It was Zarape too, I guess. And then they sold it to Mr. Taco, and it's actually really... You want to talk about a quesabirria taco?
It's good.
That one will sit with you for a while. It's good.
You know what I... I haven't seen many restaurants use a good mole.
Oh, yeah. We don't have it either.
Mole.
I had some mole and some crickets in Florida, a Mexican restaurant.
Say what now? Crickets?
Yeah, cricket. Well, not mole and crickets.
But I was going to say, is that crickets covered with mole?
I'm not a big chocolate guy.
If it's done right, it is... So good.
I've heard, but I was just not.
Is that because it's like tough to make or what?
Yeah, it's a little time consuming. Yes.
I'm sure. Yeah. There's that. And then, like I said, I'm just a creature of habit. I actually enjoy Anthony's over here. Get in on some Euros and whatnot. They're Euro fries. We've kind of switched it up from Taco Tuesdays to Euro Tuesdays, even if my wife makes them at home. They're fantastic.
Talking about fries, who makes the best fries?
Ooh, okay.
Who do you think makes the best fries?
Well, I know. Limited suppliers, but anywhere that has the like post office or Maxwell's.
I tell you, I ate a lot of fries and I got my place all picked out for fries.
Those fries,
let's hear it.
It's done right too. Where? Like, it's over there at the Trinity Brewing Company in Trinity,
really?
Weaverville. Right? They actually prepare batter. It. They get the starch out of the potatoes.
Right? I'll drive an hour and a half for.
Yeah, and they get the starch out, they soak them overnight, right? And then they drain them, rinse them three times, let them dry, and then they go ahead and deep fry them, and they're good. You can taste the difference. They're all. Yeah. It's really good.
I lived in Alaska for a long time. The fries up there were not great because the potatoes were very, very wet, sugary.
Sugary potatoes.
Not sugary enough. They didn't crisp up. They didn't. They were always weird.
I would say... Emily's food truck, Holy Crate.
Oh.
She has some good fries.
She does have some good fries.
You know, I've never had her fries off that food truck.
Gotta give it a shot. Gotta give it a shot.
Yeah, I have to give that a shot. Yeah.
That's one of the good things about Reading. There's never a shortage of food.
No. There used to be kind of a like a non-diversified food.
You know what?
Now there is.
You know what we're missing? And don't get me wrong, Nello's is great. We're missing a fantastic Italian restaurant. Anyone? No one?
All right. What's that?
Nope. There is
a good Italian restaurant. Like a good Italian restaurant.
Like Olive Garden?
So fantastic. Actually, that was my first dabble into it, and I won't say anything bad. But hey. No, we need a good... Like, if Reading had a fantastic Italian restaurant...
It would change
like
everything.
Homemade noodle,
I thought the Piedmont was good in Mount Shasta.
Piedmont. Okay. They used to be in Chester Lake City, right?
I think maybe somebody moved down here, but I don't think they stayed or something.
Okay. Yeah.
It's hard to find good Italian restaurants here.
Is Mike and Tony?
They're closing. Their last day is, I think, this month.
No kidding. We actually just had lunch with the owner of that place, or the new owner.
That didn't work out. That's crazy.
And I take that back. Charlu's hits the Italian pretty good.
Oh, dude, that's like amazing pizza right there.
Yeah, well, between the pizza, the lasagna, things like that.
Well, that roundup that we had there roundup we had, they had the fresh vegetables from the garden. They had
On the ciabatta bread. Yeah.
Ciabatta bread, right?
Oh, my God, it was so good.
Now we're getting hungry. We're getting worked up to an appetite. So.
Can we talk about airplanes or something? Because I'm getting hungry.
Right?
I'm like, we're getting to a feeding frenzy.
But it's good, though. I mean, it is, coming back to Tortilla Flats, it is a testament to the fact that you guys must be doing something right.
Oh,
the fact that
you.
You're still here, yes. 47
Thanks.
Years.
Right.
Older than the Sundial Bridge.
A lot of work.
Right.
Restaurants are a lot of work.
Tons of work.
You've got to be a good people manager.
You do. And you know, there's times I have to admit that I am not as good a people manager as I want to be because sometimes there's so many things going on in the background that employees don't see that you're dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then they come with some little thing and you're like, no, not right now.
Not right now. So, yeah. Time out.
Time out. Just time out. Yeah, like time right out. Now we've got, oh man. You know this.
Spill your guts.
Our air conditioner went out, and we are having trouble getting it fixed. And so it's been really hot, and our crew has just been great, but it's just been super hot in there. And, you know,
you sell more ice cream?
You sell more ice cream, and you get shipments, and then they forget to put stuff in. And, you know, and now your liquor, everybody's upping their you have to buy so much to get an order. So, like, for liquor, you have to spend $500. So if you're out of a bottle of Tito's, you have to spend $500 to get your Tito's.
Oh.
People don't know that.
Wow.
Because ABC controls it. So I can't go to Costco. I can't go to Liquor Barn and buy liquor.
Wow. You got to go through a supplier.
I have to go through a supplier, RNDC or Southern or Young's or any of those people. So people don't know that. So, you know, they'll say, we're out of Tito's, my employees, and I'll say, well, we're going to have to wait a week because we don't have $500 that we need right now.
Right.
So, and I don't want to order 75 bottles of Jack Daniels. So, you know, you got to mix and match and do
all that.
So,
can you get it from another restaurant, though, that ordered? Or can you?
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
No.
Can you get it from the guy who wanted the avocados?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, he doesn't have a liquor license. I think he has beer and wine.
Talk about that really fast. I was really impressed. Anybody that offers like an avocado bar that rolls up the makes the fresh avocado, man, that is like so appealing. I know you guys make the fresh
we
avocado,
do.
Right?
Yeah.
Right from
we
scratch.
We do 30 avocados at a time.
30 avocados. That's a lot.
30.
Yeah, and we do that two or three times a day.
Oh, my
as
goodness.
As needed.
30 avocados.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have trouble getting through like 3 weeks.
Right. Right. And remember about, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, maybe 10 months ago, our supplier came in and, avocados, $29 to $31 a lug, which is a big box of avocados. But now they're not coming over the border in Mexico right now. They stopped that for a month. So they went up to $62 a lug.
Oh,
from 1 week to the next.
Wow.
So then, it's like, do you say as you, hey, glad you came in, there's a $4 surcharge on your guacamole. So we didn't do that. We just ate the cost.
Oh, you did bite the cost on that
then. We bit the cost, yeah. But, you know, I saw some people that did charge that.
Oh, sure.
Because, I mean, it's like, you're hoping they don't order guacamole for that month because you're kind of going in the hole with it.
See, that's one of those weird things too, right? Because I do know that in California there's avocados galore.
Right.
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 And so I don't want to get too political, but that is one of those things where there should be no reason to get them from elsewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. And then they get rid of, you know, the plastic straws and the styrofoam, and you have to go to paper, and you have to do this, and you have to do that.
Yeah. A lot of things you got to keep on there, yeah.
You just got to keep on it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I think a lot of industries.
Were you able, when COVID happened really fast, you guys were able to sell drinks in a container, though, right?
Right. As long as
it was
sealed.
Sealed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we had a lot of people buy a lot of margaritas.
I'm taking this with me.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we first opened, I didn't have very many employees because nobody knew if we could come back or not come back. Mm-hmm. And so it was like 4 of us to start, and we did everything. Dishes, cooking, waiting tables, bartending, all day long from 10 in the morning until 9 at night.
That was kind of a I know it sounds weird, but that was kind of a cool time during COVID. I mean, I didn't buy it. So it was kind of cool to see some of the restaurants that were just secretly open, right?
Just go.
Right.
And you know, you just went.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the lights were
off. Oh, yeah, some of the restaurants
were
said, hey,
the doors open.
Yeah, well, they're just, yeah, some of them just said, no, this is my livelihood. I can't shut down that way.
We closed, and one thing that saved us is we do own the building and land, so we quit paying ourselves rent.
Okay.
But people that were paying $8,000, $10,000, $6,000, $12,000 a month rent, that continued.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That hurts.
So,
well, there were a few places that were open and people knew they were open and they were just packed.
Packed.
Right.
Packed. Those that led the charge just did well.
Yeah. Right.
So,
right.
Cindy, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
thanks
it was
for
great
having me.
Being part of this community, Tortilla Flats.
Yeah, it's great.
And
we like helping. We helped during the big fire. We took in $3,500, and our whole back room was full of donations.
Oh, there you go.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Cool.
And pets. I had pets at my house. I had 15 dogs, 20 chickens, 2 pigs.
Free eggs.
11 cats that I had for over 8 weeks. So, yeah, free eggs.
Free eggs.
And all the
inside out,
you
can come over and get some eggs.
Inside out.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Jason, thank you. You're welcome anytime.
Yes, hey, thank you. I appreciate
that.
Thank
you. Inside
and
out.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.